Therefore, I have come down to rescue them from the hands of the Egyptians and lead them out of that land and to a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. This is just another proof of God's abundant love. All the scriptures are filled with it, of course. But it's this very passage from our first reading that speaks to my heart. I have come down to rescue them. That's God's words, that I have come. It's important to understand God's not a spectator. He's not just sitting up in heaven watching us as if it's March Madness and we're sitting right there on our couch watching a basketball game. God is not in that very way. As if He sits in heaven just thinking, how are the people of Blessed Sacrament going to get through this day? Let me just watch and find out. No. He says, I have come down to rescue them. I will remove them from their slavery in Egypt. I will remove them out of the clutches of Pharaoh. Because God wants to enter into a relationship with us. That's why He speaks to Moses by his first name, saying, Moses, Moses. There's a relationship. He has come down to interact, to touch the hearts of His people. But my brothers and sisters, it's even more intense today. Because God is saying, I have come down to rescue them from their sins and from the clutches of the devil. I'm going to lead them out of that captivity into my heavenly kingdom. A kingdom that flows not with milk and honey, but with my grace, with my love. And that very part of coming down is expressed by St. Paul in our second reading. And he makes the correlation to the very first reading of saying, you know, the people passed through the waters of the Red Sea to begin that journey to the promised land. We have begun our journey when we pass through the waters of baptism. That God is in our midst at that very moment, filling our soul with His presence, saying, I will walk with you in this journey to my heavenly kingdom, to the promised land I have prepared for you for all eternity. I will give you not the bread from heaven of manna, but I'll give you the bread from heaven that is my body and blood in the Eucharist. I will be the rock that will water you with my grace. You see, my brothers and sisters, this is the God who comes down from heaven to interact with you and me, to have a relationship, to say, you know what, you're not all alone. This isn't just dependent upon you. But if you unite yourself to my cross, if you place yourself really upon my shoulders, I will lead you. Because I'm here to walk with you. I'm here to touch your hearts. I want to be one with you. And that is where, at the very point of our gospel, when Jesus gives this very parable and simply says at the very end, Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. These very words in the parable from the gardener would have hearkened any Jewish person listening to it, because the gardener, first and foremost, was always God. In Genesis, when the Garden of Eden is created, it's created by God. It is planted by Him. He is the very first gardener. For us as Catholic Christians, we should hear the very word gardener, and it should take us to the very moment of the resurrection. When Mary Magdalene interacts with Jesus, but thinks first and foremost, He is the gardener. Because Christ is trying to cultivate our hearts, our souls. He's trying to plant Himself into us. Just like as we are now in the springtime, and we begin to plant our own gardens, so that they may flower and flourish. So Christ is wanting to plant Himself in us. He wants that very relationship. And that's what this gardener in the very parable is saying. I will have a relationship with this tree. I will cultivate its ground. I will fertilize it. I will give Him my time and my talent, my treasure. It's God's stewardship to us first. Enriching our hearts. We just make a grateful response. That's our very fruit. To give our time, our talent, and our treasure back to Him who first gave it to us, who interacted with us, who has come down from heaven to each and every single one of us here at Blessed Sacrament. Because He's not a spectator. He is a God who loves us and wants a relationship with us, calling us by name. May we then seek to allow the Lord to enter into our hearts, to cultivate it, to remove those boulders, those rocks of our sins, as He says at the beginning of the gospel, to repent, to turn away from those things that are preventing us from bearing fruit, from flowering, from showing forth the glory of God, from entering into a relationship with Him. That we are to have Him remove those from our lives so that our hearts and our souls may only have room for Him. May only be a home for our loving God who wants us to live in His home for all eternity. And so as we approach our Lord in this Eucharist, as He comes to cultivate our ground of our hearts and our souls with His very presence entering into our bodies to truly garden us, to have us flower with His glory, may we see that He is coming down from heaven to interact with our hearts, to save us from our sins, of those that we repent, so that we may journey to the heavenly land of God's kingdom. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.